You're listening to 101.5 FM and we're back with another episode of AI Made Simple, where Shannon from ETC helps local small businesses navigate the ever-changing world of artificial intelligence. In our last episode, Shannon took us through some of the latest tools in AI image creation, including Canva AI, Grok, and the brand new Nano Banana model from Google, and how those tools are changing the way businesses create content. But today, we're zooming out a bit to look at the bigger picture. How AI is showing up in our everyday lives, from shopping and scheduling to smart homes, customer service, and even how we search online. Over to you, Shannon.
Thanks, Deb. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the AI Made Simple podcast. It's glad to be back. It's been amazing changes, like always, every time we do one of these episodes. There's just an immense amount of changes in the AI world, and I'm here to hopefully navigate those changes and bring it back to simplicity. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's great and AI is having all these changes and like any new technology, but it's like we come back to how can we use it for our business, how can we use it for our personal lives, and how can we get advantages of it, right? And that's sort of what this podcast has been about. And I want to bring that back now today. And as we mentioned, as Deb mentioned before, we're going to look at the big picture of where this is going. And just so you can start to see some big changes across your everyday life, but then also remember that there are advantages along the way for your business and for your personal life to make it more efficient and to help your business hopefully generate a lot more income. Okay. So first of all, I just wanted to recap from what we did last time in regards to Nano Banana. It is just in about 30 days since we last did one of these. It's just exploded. That's absolutely unbelievable. I had just before you're hearing this now, I was doing a workshop on it and showing people how to use it. And I couldn't believe how easy it was to use and the quality that we got. I literally created a whole branding concept. That's logo. So I got my logo done. I had my flyers, business cards, everything. They looked absolutely unbelievable. It took literally two prompts, and we've talked about prompts before, the input we put in, and literally the prompt was, I pretend I had a lawn care business, and I just said to it, this is all I said to it. So again, if you're at home, it's just going to gemini.google.com. Gemini is Google's version of AI, right? We say Nano Banana, that's the latest update, but realistically, you don't need to know that. That's all you need to know. Just go to Gemini. You can even Google Gemini, it'll take you to the link. And literally the prompt I put in, so the words I put into the big Google box was, you know, create me a logo for Shannon's Lawn Care. And the logo design and quality, and I've been doing this for a long time. And I would say that if I had to pay for that logo, you'd be paying $200-$300, and it done it in a second and with only that information. I just said, create me a logo for the business. It's called Shannon's Lawn Care. Make it fun and cartoony, and boom, it come up. And then I went to the next level of, you know, I need a flyer for my promo, 10% off, keep it to the same colors and brand. And it did that. And then webpage, then business cards. Like, this is the level that it's at now in a mere, you know, 30 days. And it was good then when we were talking about it, but now you can have everything done up, your Facebook posts, everything done up faster, more efficiently and quick in literally 15 minutes. So that's sort of the level that AI has gotten to. And again, if you're a business owner and you're listening to this, and this is something that you've struggled with, you know, all the digital marketing, all the posting, or maybe it's something that you don't struggle with, but you just don't have time for, or you're spending. I mean, you know, you could be spending thousands of dollars a month getting somebody to design your flyers for you. This AI is here. It's here to stay. And it's getting better and better monthly. You know, I've never seen such immense growth in so little time, even in tech. So again, if you haven't done it yet, go try that out. I think that's really, really important to see sort of the level of not only what it can do, but also the growth of what we're talking about here. But let's get down to how it's actually affecting our real life situations. And the one of the biggest things I would say is, if you go to Google now, and again, this is not going to AI, but just going to Google, you will see that in Google itself, there's an AI overview. So this is like an overview of whatever you're searching for. So if you search for instance, what's the population of people under 18 in Sunshine Coast, instead of it just giving you the links like it used to with all the websites you can get the information, it just has the AI overview, right? So this has changed. You'll notice now in emails from Gmail to Outlook to pretty much everything out there, what's happening now is they're doing a summary of your email threads. And this is to a point where, like, you know, the goal with this podcast is to teach people how to use AI, the reason why you'd use it, and simple explanations. But this is, even if you haven't been learning it, this is in your life. You know, it's now, it's on Google. It's now, if you go to your emails, you're going to start seeing it. It's now on shopping channels. You're seeing Amazon use it. And not only that, but it's going to become more and more relevant, especially with when you go to Netflix and things like that. They're starting to use AI algorithms. So the AI is again, it's here to stay. But more importantly, it's here right now in our personal day life. And what we want to be doing is taking advantage of that. And I think it's always that concept of like, oh, now, okay, we have this AI technology, you know, but is it good? Is it bad? And in all honesty, that's probably a different debate for a different podcast. I will say, though, any technology that comes out, there's always going to be changes. The information that it gives is just as good as what we used to have, if not better, and it's faster and efficient. So what I mean by that is that if you were to Google something before we had AI, you would still have to search through an internet website, and that website could have wrong information. Just like now with AI. So we haven't gotten worse, we've only gotten better. So definitely that's sort of changing. But I suppose where I see the future and where the future of AI is going is I think we're moving out of this middleman stage when it comes to shopping. So I'd like to give you an example, and this is exactly what's happening all over the place. And I remember it in our episode 2, I mentioned that I started using it, but I definitely see, and Jeff Bezos with Amazon was talking about this, Google's been talking about it, so it's definitely coming, and it's already kind of here. So what I'm getting to is the fact that AI is going to become part of your shopping decisions, right? So let's say you want to buy a new car. The old way would be, you want to buy a new car, so you would go on Google, you would search for cars, you'd probably go to car sales, you would go through a bunch of pages, you'd be looking for the car that you like, right? And you'd base that based on preferences, colors, maybe some of the key features you wanted. And, you know, that does take some time. But now, what the AI is going to do is it's going to do all that work for you. So it's going to search all the cars in the region. It's going to search, it's going to know you, and you can simply tell it, I'm looking for this, 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 and this. And it's going to gather all that data, gather all that information out there to stop you from spending the hour. I mean, I know when I look for a car, it was days and days of looking for it. Well, the AI is going to be able to scour the entire internet, find a car that I like, the color I like, the features I want, and come back to me with a good price. It's going to tell me it all. And that's where, no doubt, and this is sort of the next logical step, is that's what's going to happen inside the future of AI, is it's going to become our shopping assistant. Not only is it going to help us with our emails, not only is it going to manage our time in regards to that, you can log on to your Gmail and to your Outlook, and it gives you your most important emails. Not only is it in the back end of all these apps that we're using, including Apple and then the latest updates. But basically what's going to happen is that when we're searching, when we're shopping, everything like that, it's going to be recommending for us. So it takes away all this time of us searching. So I think that's definitely the future in the short term. The next thing is going to be the video generation, which we've talked about. I've seen already development companies and production studios start to see what we can actually do with AI and videos. And we're already starting to see people create their own episodes of their favorite shows. So I think where we're going to see on the media landscape is AI is going to play a massive change. But what does this actually mean, right? Well, A, if I'm a business and I'm selling a product, because we want to bring this back to business and AI made simple. If I'm a business and I'm selling product, it's still very important that I have the information on my website and information on all my digital channels. And the reason why is because the AI isn't, you know, it feels like magic, but again, it's still scouring the internet for these solutions. So it's going to be more and more apparent for us as business owners to make sure that our information is online, first of all, because if you don't have your online business, if you don't have your online answers to the question, then it doesn't matter if you're a painter, doesn't matter if you're selling product, it's all the same, right? The AI is going to give it the information it scours from the internet, right? And that information is going to scour, especially when we're talking about consumers and shopping, it's going to scour from localized businesses. So what you need to do as a business owner is understand, and this is why I'm bringing it up, is understand this is where it's going. So how do we future-proof, right, the best we can? And that's a big statement, but, you know, we have to try. So what we need to do is we need to use the AI now to create the content you need on your website. And if you have a product or a service, that product and service needs to be outlined on your website in many, many ways. You can have the description, you can have a little spec sheet that's on there about your product or service. You can have links to other pages on your website that explain it in more detail. You can have videos, right? And you can have videos and imagery. You know, a lot of this we can use AI as we'll be teaching throughout the podcast. But essentially, it's really important more than ever that we have information on our website or on our digital channels, because that's where AI is getting the information from. There is no doubt that in the next 2 to 3 years, and again, this is a topic for another day, but 2 to 3 years, that we're going to move past what the AI is currently doing. Remember, as explained throughout the series, the AI is taking the previous content that's already out there, all the internet, everything that's on the internet, it's trained on that, it understands all that information, and it's feeding back and giving that information to people. Well, in the next 2 to 3 years, and this is sort of all the talk, is what they call AGI, which is where it's actually thinking for itself. When that happens, maybe what I'm talking about will have less relevance, but we've got a lot of time before then. So as a business owner, what you really need to do is you need to have your digital platform. If you haven't got anything digital, you know, we've talked about creating a website through AI. It takes 2 minutes now. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, GoDaddy. GoDaddy.com, LimeCube, LimeCube.co, which is an Australian business. They create an AI website like that. We talked about that before. You've got Dano Banana, which can do all your logos, your marketing, your digital creation. We talked about ChatGPT and emails and things like that. So you've got all the tools now to put it together and create this digital footprint of your business. And just keep doing it. Spend some time. And if you don't have the time, get somebody to do it. You don't need anybody advanced. Again, the AI has all the tools. You just need time to be able to copy and paste it and plug it in to the prompts, get that information. And hopefully when you have that, you've got that digital presence. And as AI moves to this next phase where it's moving to is, you know, it's going to link back to your business, because again, the AI has still got to find all that information. So if I'm doing lawn mowing and I have all this information on my website about lawns, and then I have, you know, I have all this digital information and this flyers, and, you know, I've got my website and videos and things like that. When they go to Google or an AI, that's the other thing. They can go to ChatGPT now and they can ask, I'm looking for a lawn mowing service in my area. It's going to correlate search and it's going to find me. And that's what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to just understand the concepts of AI at its basic level for sure, but that's all we need to. Right, we just need the basic level, understand that, and then try and future-proof our businesses as much as possible and be constantly playing with this. Again, if you've been following me and you've been using Gemini, go back and play with it again, try something else, and you'll see noticeable differences. So you're growing with the tech. And if you grow with the tech and you make sure that you know, you're implementing these things, making sure that there's website content, that you've got digital content, and you're constantly growing with it, then what's going to happen is that you're going to be at the forefront, not behind. You're going to be at the forefront for all the other businesses. And there's no other time for a small business owner than there is now to get into AI and to use it to the best of the capability, because that overview, and the macro look, if you will, the big picture look, that is going to help by understanding these small things of doing all these little things, because that overview of the shopping channel and your customers, they're going to come from AI, and we want the AI to point them to you. And if they do that, you get a lot more customers. I know myself and my company outside of ETC, I run a business, and we are seeing 10 to 15% of sales come directly from AI. That's not Google. That's coming from ChatGPT or Gemini or an AI tool and directly. And that's because we're doing these things and implementing these things. So that's the wrap up of today's session. And just remember, you know, do what you can, little bits at a time. Go to Gemini today if you haven't already. It's free. Play around with it. Ask it to pretend it's a different business you're doing and just see what I mean. It only takes a few minutes of your time, and it will change the way that you do business, right? And that's exactly what we want. We want to try and make this simple and easy and hopefully effective. So thanks again for listening. We'll our next session, we'll talk about some more advanced tools and also some of the key players in AI and what to watch out for. So thank you for listening. Thanks, Deb. Back to you.
Thanks so much, Shannon. That was really interesting. Check out the rest of the series, AI Made Simple, on 101.5fm.com.au.